نيتنا ام اس بي اس بشان اطرايا ما تخنوا التنايه بالزوده على sbs.com.au/assyrian. نامتن خبيبه يومت اربو شبا بلوكلون ين بلاطت سخصيات اتش اس سي قا اغدانت فيكتوريا بلوكلون وبالبت يالوبه وبالهيقوتا بيايا واتخازي مو ديقنيلون من ان سخصياته خامن آني يالوبه إلى علمتا ابن عمان من ملبون مقرتا مينا قريو عيد قنيتلا أطشي أطشا نقزة أربع 99.4 جو أيتر وإلى برسة تمزمخ عم مقرتا مينا قد يوالا خكمة مدعنياته بدري أشياته ومودي بيت أودا Mina, welcome to the Assyrian program, and first of all, congratulations for getting the 99.4 on ATA. You are just shy away from the high mark of 99.95, but 99.4 is a huge, huge, beautiful result. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Mina, what was your reaction when you first saw the result? Were you alone? Were your parents surrounding you? Tell us what happened.
I was ecstatic when I saw the result. It was just a massive rush of relief. I checked it by myself first, and then I let my parents know.
And what was their reaction?
They were so excited. They were really, really and happy. It was a great moment.
And did you expect to get that number, that figure?
Well, I had high hopes from the start of the year, and I set high expectations for myself. So I tried my best throughout the year and did what I had control over and just left the rest in God's hands.
In God's hands. And talking about this year, 2020, the year of the pandemic, the year of lockdown, especially people from Victoria, you were locked down for a long, long time. And teaching and studying was most of it done online. Tell me, how much did that affect your studies? What are the benefits and the disadvantages of studying online, especially for HSC?
Yeah, so it definitely was a challenge, and there were a lot of obstacles throughout the way, especially because it was there are very uncertain times. There are a lot of changes. A lot of changes in restrictions, so a lot of changes in the way we learn. So at some point we didn't even know what our exams might look like or when they might be. And so the transition was pretty hard. It required a lot more independence, and it was a new platform that no one had really experienced before. So it was challenging trying to navigate that on your own, and also motivation was also hard to keep. Because you weren't in that classroom environment with teachers supporting you face to face. But I do like a challenge, and I always had my goals in mind, and I just try to always go back to my aspirations and what I wanted to achieve at the end of the year, and I try to hold on to that so I can just keep on going no matter what happens. Around me.
Okay, Mina, I've seen a picture of you, and you're having on your jacket or your chest so many medals and so many things. Tell us, I believe that you are the ducks of the school. Tell us about your work or your position in the high school. First of all, tell us, which high school did you attend?
I went to Mercy College in Coburg, and those badges were linked to academic awards that I had gotten from Year 7, as well as some leadership positions I participated in throughout my years in school, with the most recent one being social justice captain for my school.
Interesting. So you have been an active and hardworking and achiever even before the HSC exams. Give us an idea. What makes a person or a student be able to achieve this high marks? Is it because of you're intelligent or because you prepare yourself? What are the ingredients for a successful output like yours?
Yeah, I definitely place a lot more emphasis on the preparation for it, because it all comes down to how hard you work. There isn't really like a secret recipe to achieving a good grade. What I would say is that students should place a greater emphasis on understanding the material rather than just memorizing and rote learning. And in doing so, they should develop a sort of passion for what they're learning and curiosity to understand what happens around them. Like, I know for my science subjects, I always found it so interesting to understand little things that were happening around me. And that just gave me that boost of motivation to try harder, even if it's not just for a single grade, just to improve my own understanding of the world. And yeah, there's definitely a greater emphasis on understanding and asking a lot of questions to solidify your understanding and just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. Studying from home, preparing for the HSC exams, how important is it that the environment surrounding you to be as comfortable as possible? And what is the role of the parents in this time of the year?
Yeah, so I definitely would say that my family facilitated a great environment at home. You know, we're a big family of six, so we had to have a bit of noise around, but my parents really made sure that I had a quiet environment to learn, and so did my siblings. And of course, I'm so thankful for the emotional support they gave me throughout the year, because it wasn't easy to learn from home. And so they were always supporting me, giving me words of encouragement, just reminding me of my goals and my abilities. And I'm so grateful to have had them with me, because I know some people didn't get the tip of having their family around during isolation.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, from your school, were there any other high achievers like you, or you had the highest mark?
We're a very good cohort in my year, so there were quite a couple of students who did really well as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now you've achieved what you have achieved. You have 99.4, which means you have the key to go into any university, mostly any, and to choose and study any subject that you want. What do you have in mind? What do you really attracts you? What's your passion?
I'm really, really interested in the sciences, especially biology and chemistry. So I think doing a bachelor of medicine will best cater for my interests.
Sorry, I had some interruption. Which course you want to do?
Bachelor of Biomedicine.
Biomedicine, Bachelor of Biomedicine. And what would that qualify you to be?
Well, it will prepare the job for a lot of different opportunities, including working in research with different areas of health, like medicine, surgery, and different sort of areas in the health sector.
And do you think that the COVID-19, this pandemic, has triggered something inside you to go into this field?
Yeah, sure, because I was really inspired by the work of frontline workers and seeing them work so hard to develop a vaccine. And I could just envision myself being in that place and being so excited to work on such a huge project to help the community.
Fantastic. Well, your achievement is a pride to yourself to your family and to your community, not only in Victoria, but also in New South Wales, wherever our community is. We are proud of you. We are proud of what you have achieved. So congratulations, and we wish you all success in your future life. But before we go, I would like to have a few words with your father, Mr. Bashar.
Hello.
Hello, Miqra Bashar. بين أمرك تهنيات تهانينا قاداها شولا شابيرا إدبراتوخن مينا ودلا وإلى خا إقارة قا كل ابن عما إكتينا جو فيكتوريا جو نيو ساوث ويلز قد خا براتا من برات الداها من لثا كلا يولى أي نتيجة بسمته وشابرثا حقيلا مستر بشار كما ضروري لا كما مهمي لا ننقيت لا أواهي يعني parents ما سمي بالا البنونة وبناته إيمن قرقوزنا قا محضورنا قا أن امتحانات شخصيات تحجسي
أوكي قم كل من دي قلن كبيرة شكرا لكنتاني دي أخن وبس مدانا عندو اتصال دي أخن واهتمام دي أخن أكيد من دي كنو دال من أكيد مفصل أخلا كفام اللي يوقعنا كل إحنا اللي بوادة تجانا وبوادة يعني future دي أو career دي أو مستقبل مقايس إن شاء الله. فأكيد يعني دور بيته كله بابا ويم صنواته كبيرة كم ساعد بس أنا يعني بخير مندي كله قايس الدب وستدن بجانا ما إجياوت ملة ما كاود اهتمام ما كاود فوكس مندي دي بلا خلو اخنا لتنا كبيرة اسرائيا اخنا رفيجي اخي خمشش من اخو خباس ومينا لاوه كتاب خلاوه درست اخو مقاماية فان اخي خمشش من مينا ايبا نتقل من رفيجي وكتيتا شوق دخش الدراسة تعمل ارد نصيوتا تعمل قبل موارف اسرائيا ويتيا ورجع ويودا كشاب خمبطية دي ستيج يعني حمدي كبيرة كبيرة يعني مميزة صارت طالعا وخارج له يعني توتم جهالة آية بيشيتا وأني ستسبلي كل حين يلبس بيشيتا آية يعني تربية دية وآية يعني أبروش دية ودخل درسة دخل بلخ قانا دي جنتمن دي بم يودا حمدي كودالي يعني كبيرة دترمن دي كبيرة مصبرة لا صار كبيرة قوية لا أول من دي كبيرة كبيرة للتبن محاق من الجبال يعني احنا قدم موضوع كوفيد 19 هذا انه خمك ظروف حاليه جزاها داخل بيته بقانو بم افري ستودنت اي كبير من قانك بيش بتوارن عشان بس شريت اليوم ابن ستودنت هاو تلقوا ايمان من الجبال ما قلو انا دائما مينا داخل صاوة بود اكزام كمان طالو لكيف يمتخذ الدوم من دي الزلة كبيرة اهتمام فوكسين دي بتايا لأن أول داب أول زل زل ما إيبخ فلقم دي بتايا لأن آت إيبخ مفضل دا إيبخ مفضل كله أول زل بعد ليه غزر كله مثل قطر والفكل فمن هذا خابش لها فتدخل قانا ومينا يعني كبير ناش دي خضران شو يدي لها يعني آية أفتي بلا لبس جو سكول دي وقو كومينيتي قو إيتا دائما كودة هاب قو سبر داي سكولز من التاف يعني أخا كوميونيتي دي يعني كتب هوية يعني قروت الناشر ومساعدها لحن ما قديم
من لخمن درابة شابيرا إيمان خزخ خبراتا زورتا تيتا رفيجيز وجو خمشا شنه مصايلت قرية ومنتية ومطية الخدرجة رابا قرثة وعليثة ومية 99.4 UHSC أه إلخا إقارة ككل ابن عمان ميقرأ بشار خي جانوخن آث وبرزوغوخ وبيتوتوخن عالدها تربية شابرتا ومقملوخن آها براثا وعالدها نتيجة شابرتا تميالا مينا جو امتحانات إن شخصيات HSC وبطلابخ قاتوخن كلوخن من تيتا وريش تشيتا خدتا هاي برختا الكلوخو
خونا عزيز أرشاشي أني وأنا شمتمان كل عمديها كوينتي طبختها هو دي حمضيقة أو تزلو ديري بكاية وإن شاء الله شيء دخلت بشم طبيبة سنت كل عم ماديا وكبيرة شكرا من تلفون ديوخ تسأل ديوخ شكرا يعني
مخوبة نشميتو البزودة مش ممنوع على أبل بودكاست جوجل بودكاست سبوتفاي ينب أرخد كل بودكاست اتلوخن